running short on time. We'll pick it up there tomorrow, share more of it Friday as well, but I will not be able to share the complete sermon here. I want you to hear the whole thing. I'm making it available free of charge, but this is the final week of the free offer. That means your letter of request must be postmarked no later than this week to obtain this sermon free. If you write next week, sorry, it's not free. Don't delay, write today. Write and request gift offer M, that's the letter M for message, M381. That's gift offer M381, the sermon entitled Strongest at My Weakest. When you write, be sure and let me know whether you want the sermon on a CD or a cassette. Include your name, mailing address, and the call letters of this station, and feel free to share your prayer needs. Address your letter to me, Pastor David Paul. David like the giant killer and Paul like the apostle. Pastor David Paul, P.O. Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824. That's Pastor David Paul, P.O. Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824, and that's in the USA. Allow 2 to 3 weeks for delivery of your order. For rush delivery, call my toll-free order line anytime. Charge a gift of $7 or more to a credit or debit card, and the sermon ships within 48 hours. That toll-free number, 866-SERMONS, 866-737-6667, or 866-SERMONS. But the only way to receive the sermon for free, you must submit your request in writing. Ask for gift offer M381. Be sure and tell me whether you want it on CD or cassette. Include your name, mailing address, and the call letters of this station. Address your letter, Pastor David Paul, P.O. Box 919, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824 in the USA. I'll be looking for your letter. Look for you back here tomorrow, same time. Till then, remember, Jesus loves you and I do too.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Lazy people see what needs to be done, but they're too lazy to do it. They know what's supposed to be done, but they just say, I just can't do it. Lazy people are great wasters of time, talent, and money. If you hang out with lazy people, you're going to end up being drained, and you're going to end up wasting your resources. So you have to be careful. Now, let's look at some scriptures here. Slothfulness, the word slothfulness also means to be too slow to move or to take action. It means to hesitate. Now, the children of Dan in Judges chapter 18, verse 9, they did just what Moses and them did when they came out of Egypt. They hadn't got their full inheritance yet, so they sent some spies into the land. And the spies came back and said, hey, it's a good land. Oh, he said, look, them people over there, they're lazy. They are carefree. They are not warriors. They will be easy to take their land from them. And then they say, now, don't be slothful. Don't hesitate. We need to go do it now. In fact, he said, they don't have no allies either. They don't have nobody going to come fight for them. See, that's what happens when you're lazy, then you don't really have nobody really in your corner a whole lot. So Judges 18, 19, it says, and they said, arise that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is a very good, and are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. In other words, you say, look, don't delay, don't wait, don't hesitate. Judges chapter 18, verse 9. Sometimes when the door of opportunity opens, If you're lazy, you'll miss it because you'll hesitate and you'll be too slow to act, or you won't have your plan together. Most time you ain't gonna have your plan together, so you're not ready for the opportunity when it comes and the door closes on you. So you have to stay sharp. Amen. You have to stay diligent, and you have to stay in preparation. Glory to God. That's what our discipleship school is about, keeping you sharp, keeping you prepared for the opportunities that God's going to bring into your life in the future. And if you don't take advantage of it, there'll be an opportunity there that will come that you might just miss because you're not ready, because you're lazy, and you won't come up here to Bible school. Too lazy to come. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to Proverbs. We're going to go through the book of Proverbs. I'm going to read some scriptures, and we're just going to elaborate on them. And then I'm going to show you how to overcome that foul spirit, because this spirit will stop you from inheriting what God wants you to have. It will keep you from your full inheritance. Proverbs 6:6-12. Listen at this. Proverbs 6:6-12. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. He called you a sluggard. There's one translation said, you lazy bones. Sluggard just means a lazy person. Everybody say sluggard means lazy. It means slow. Yeah, it means lazy. It means slow. It means hesitating. All right, listen to this right here. He says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. So this is an instruction that the Bible gives to somebody that's lazy. That's a sluggard. He says, which have no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long without sleep, O sluggard? When without arise out of thy sleep? That's another characteristic. All right. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Now, I know all of us have done this at one time or another, right? Right? You're supposed to do something, you say, let me take a nap. You know you got something to do, but you just say, well, let me take a little nap here. Glory to God. And then, you know, the Holy Ghost is prompting you, get up, move, do something. And then you say, well, 15 more minutes, a little more sleep. Then you fall into a deep sleep. And then you wake up and all your time going, now you ain't got time to do it. And then you try to spiritualize it and say, the Lord knew I needed rest, so he put me in a deep sleep. No, he didn't. You was lazy. All of us have little laziness in us. I mean, because our flesh is naturally lazy. But you have to have enough get up on the inside that you say, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to take care of my business, and then I'll sleep. Take care of your business first. All right. He said, go to the ant. He said, let yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Oh, good sleep. Give me a blanket. Look at what he said in verse 11. Now, it ain't funny. So shall your poverty come as one that travels, and thy want as an armed man. In other words, he said, go and study the ant and watch how they work day and night, how they're preparing themselves. He said, they don't even have a king over them. Now, they have a queen that lay the eggs, but that's her main job is reproduction. But them other, them worker ants, they gone. You attack them, they're going to fight back. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I done seen a trail of them, and I put a stick down in the front of them. You know what they do? They march right around it. They don't just stop and say, look, can't go no further. Somebody, we got an obstacle here. What we gonna go back? Everybody go back. Come on back. We can't go no further. You know what? They're going to find a way around anything you put in their path. That's why the Bible said, go look and go study that ant. See, that ant, they ain't going to let nothing stop them from their purpose. They're going to keep going. I shouldn't even tell this. We used to take milk jugs, set them on fire, and drop them on the ant bed. Because when the milk thing dropped, it goes, we thought they was like bombs, you know. Zoom, 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 zoom. Say, we dropping bombs on them. They just kept on working. No matter how many of them died, the ones that's left keep working. They go right around them dead ones. Oh, he didn't make it. They march all around the dead ones. They just keep on going. They are so focused on what their assignment is. You can have a thousand of them die right there. They just keep going. So learn from the ant. Don't let nothing stop you from your purpose. Ant is, I mean, they're preparing all the time. And they know things. They are wise. He said, study them and be wise. Consider her ways and be wise. You can learn some wisdom from an ant. What the Bible says, and it prepares its food, its meat in the summer, and listen to that, and gathers her food in the harvest. I mean, you throw a piece of cornbread out in the backyard. Listen here, let me tell you something. I had a snake die on my property one night. I don't know how he died. He crossed the bloodline, I believe. He was stretched out there on the concrete. I said, look at that snake dead. I came back the next morning, wasn't nothing but a skeleton. I said, where's meat went? Then I seen a little string of ants. I said, they came there, they found that, they got there, they gone. They tripped him to the bone. So learn. If you lack wisdom, look at the ant. A sluggard will lack wisdom. We'll refuse to work diligently, and we'll love to sleep, which means sleep is an indication of idleness and no progress. That's all sleep. When he's talking about sleep, he's talking about they're idle. They're not busy. You know, they're not taking care of business. They're idle. They're not doing things that are profitable. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10, verse number 26. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. In other words, lazy people are an irritation to the employer. You ever had any vinegar on your teeth? You had any smoke in your eyes? What is it? Irritant, right? So you say a lazy person is going to be an irritation. So you don't want to fall in this category. Because you don't want to be an irritation to somebody else. Look at Proverbs 13:4. It says, the soul of the sluggard desires and have nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. You see who prospers? You see, you have to do more than make a confession of faith. I believe in a confession of faith, because if you don't speak, it ain't nothing going to happen. But you got to have a plan of action to go along with your faith, with your words. Amen. The hand of the diligent shall be made fat. That word fat means prosperous. That means that when you are diligent about your work, that's the ones that get the promotion. Amen. That's the ones that increase come to. That's the one that people are always wanting to help and wanting to bless. That's the one that secures favor from other people. It's people that are busy doing things, that are being productive. If you're lazy and the boss got to always wonder whether you're sleeping, if you're lazy and you can't get to work on time, I mean, if you're taking longer lunch periods than you're supposed to take, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to promotion time, they ain't giving you nothing. And then you'll be mad talking about, I've been here 15 years and I ain't got but 25 cents in 15 years. What's wrong with y'all? Ain't nothing wrong with them. You lazy. The sluggard wants, but he can't get anything. He always have full of desire. But he don't have anything. Laziness will keep you from possessing your inheritance. All right, let's go back to 12:24. Proverbs 12:24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, what that means is this. The word slothfulness there means laxness, slackness, slackening, lazy. And if you look at other translations of that, the latter part of that verse, it says that the slothful will be put to forced labor. In other words, if you are lazy, then you're going to end up having to accept jobs that you really don't want to do.